listening to Sandbox Radio.
Hey, Eddie, is it okay that I call you Boo?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
I don't want to be all culturally appropriating.
Okay, thanks for asking, but you can call me Boo.
Can I get dreadlocks?
No.
Can I grow my hair out in an afro? My hair would do that.
No.
Can I twerk?
I'd like to see you try.
How about a man bun?
A man bun would get you kicked out of my bed, mister.
Good to know. Fight you on a man bun.
Eddie and Drew in bed by Scott Augustson.
Speaking of fights, what do you think our first fight's gonna be about?
Oh. Huh. We haven't had one yet, have we?
I thought it might happen when I made you watch Pootie Tang.
I'm only embarrassed that I had been ignorant of such a fine film.
Mm-hmm. It is a classic of Black American cinema.
Did I tell you that it was really fun to watch Get Out with you and then lean over during the credits and whisper, "Hey, baby, you want to go with me to visit my dad in South Carolina?"
I'm glad I was there for you.
You let me know if I'm joking around and I go too far, right?
You'll be the first to know.
Because I want to respect and appreciate your...
My fine mulatto booty.
Your experiences and your life.
You are being so nice. Gets me thinking, if I were going to steal someone's body and put my brain into it, this is how I would behave.
Oh! I think I know what our first fight's going to be about.
You putting your brain in my head?
No.
The fact that I don't like dogs, but your life goal is to pet every dog in the world?
Not every dog.
Okay. Okay. Who am I? Oh, look at you, Fuzzface. Are you having a good walk today? Are you sniffling lots of trees? Oh, you are a good dog. Such a good dog.
I would like to find a way to convince you that every dog in the world is not going for your throat.
Doesn't have to be all of them, just takes one.
It is now my mission to find a dog so adorable that even you can't resist.
Good luck with that. Alexa, play Jose Juicy Gonzalez Trio.
Shuffling songs by the Jose Juicy Gonzalez Trio on iHeartRadio.
You were saying? Our first fight.
Right.
Oh, let me guess. You're gonna come over for dinner, and I'll be like, "Hey, sexy boyfriend, I made you a delicious plate of chicken strips and tater tots, because I know my man loves the snack." And you'll be all, "Shut up, I heard what happened. Everybody's talking." And I'll be like, "What?" And you'll be, "I heard that on the way home from work, you got a handy on the bus number 8.
Oh, yeah. Because that does happen a lot on the 8.
Right? That is a nasty-ass bus, especially at rush hour. Amazonians, yuck.
But I'd probably only be upset if you didn't have pictures to show me.
Ooh, or video. Oh, so, speaking of buses.
True story.
True enough. So, I was on a bus with Leon. You met him.
With the hair.
Yes. Leon and I were on the bus with my nephew Justin, who at the time was 3. He's now 15 and an asshole.
Like many teens.
So, Justin is my nephew on my mom's side. So, curly blonde hair, big head, and he's all...
Knock, knock!
Who's there?
Penis, penis!
What did Laura say?
Eddie?
Yes, Leon?
You are a black guy. I'm Filipino, and we have a little white boy screaming penis. If we're going to get off this bus alive, you have to get him to stop.
Penis! Ha! Penis!
Ha! That's what I want a video of!
Didn't have the iPhones back then.
That reminds me. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Penis!
Never gets old.
But, back to what we were talking about. Palm Springs.
Excuse me?
That's what our first fight's gonna be about.
Why would anyone fight about Palm Springs?
Exactly.
Okay. Rewind and go.
You said that you and your friends...
I have a lot of friends.
Well, I'm talking about the friends we went to Lacey with for the weekend.
You didn't like them?
I love them. Well, except for the kale salad. But you said you and this group had gone to Palm Springs a couple times and might go again?
I think the plan is September.
I don't want to go to Palm Springs.
Have you been there?
No.
Then why are you so against it?
When I think of Palm Springs, I think of high-end retail, like $1,000 purses and chic, but aggressively bland resorts and cafes with vegan cheese. Swimming pools and day spas where they put hot rocks up your butt. Cocktails and big glasses and leathery homosexuals.
Most of the people we would go with are not homosexual and not leathery. Wait, did you mean leathery like leather clamps and slings and nipple clamps?
No. Leathery like human skin left too long in the sun.
It's really fun. We'd rent a condo with a pool and eat. Drink, by the pool.
See, that sounds boring.
What?
I just think that if you're gonna go someplace hot, there should be something more. Like a beach. Or monkeys.
Monkeys?
Before you say it, yes, unlike dogs, monkeys really will go for your throat. But on the plus side, they are monkeys.
Should this fight over Palm Springs, which, side note, I am so right about and you are so wrong. Should this fight be private or a big screaming, throwing things kind of thing in a restaurant? Because I could get us a table at La Spiga. They know me there.
Damn. My instinct says the big public thing, but we're still angling to be a power couple.
Hashtag power couple.
And this is still Seattle. I'm thinking they would rather acknowledge the existence of racial tension than actually see it while they're getting a slice of gluten-free pizza. There are things I keep a little private. I don't need a Facebook-driven storm of outrage.
What? Alexa, stop. What do you keep private?
Well, for example, I don't tell everyone what our nickname is for my penis.
You don't tell folks we call it white privilege?
These are troubled times. Not sure people are ready for it. Much like the bus riders might not have been ready for Justin's knock-knock joke.
Penis.
How about Spain?
Spain?
Instead of Palm Springs, let's go to Spain.
No monkeys anywhere near Spain.
Actually, what is the southern tip of the Iberian Peninsula? Or penis, Eula, if you prefer.
Gibraltar.
Yes.
Yes what?
Barbary apes. Monkeys in Spain? Google it.
The Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay.
get your phone and Google Barbary apes.
That right there is the problem with you white men. I'm trying to make sweet love to you, and you are giving me homework.